This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. I don't think we've had this organization on our show before. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. You can relive your trumpet days.
That's right. Vicariously through them.
Vicariously through them. They might talk you back into it. I think you would fit.
Yeah,
because I still think of you as youth.
Yeah, I'm kind of a child, so...
Well, we always knew that. All right. Well, we're joined this morning by Karen Hunt, the executive director of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony Orchestras of Atlanta. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
The pleasure is ours. We're also joined by Chris Thibdew. He's the music director with MISO. Chris, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks for both of you for joining us and giving us some valuable time. Chris, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I grew up in Connecticut and moved here about 4 years ago to work with the Georgia Symphony Orchestra, and this is starting my fifth year here in Atlanta.
Outstanding. Well, I grew up in Simsbury.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. So, Karen, tell us about your story, about you and your background.
Well, I'm actually a native Atlantan.
Oh, you're the one.
I am the one left, the one and only. So I've been here all my life and grew up with playing music in all my school days and a music major in college at Georgia State. And I've been working with MISO for, this is my fifth season.
Okay, instruments played.
Wow. Percussion. I'm a percussionist. Mm-hmm. I hit
that
things.
Just seems appropriate, actually.
Yeah.
Chris, I have to, what instruments do you play?
Cello.
Cello.
Yeah, cello's my primary.
Okay.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit more about MISO.
MISO is a youth orchestra based here in the Atlanta area, and we serve over 100 kids in over 10 different counties. And this is starting our 26th season, so we're really excited about that. MISO's been along for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the primary purpose or goal of MISO is to inspire a lifelong love for music in students.
Well, let me ask you guys this question, and this is a real concern to me. We talked with Brian pre-show that he played the trumpet as a youngster but gave it up. And I worry that's happening far too frequently with our school children, our youth. MISO exists, I think, to inspire and continue lifelong passion for music. Are we not getting it done in the schools? I mean, walk us through. I mean, does your work supplement that? Does your work partner with that? Understand. There needs to be more focus on music in schools, in my opinion. There's not enough.
Well, I agree for sure. And I think both things are true that you said. We do supplement what is happening in the schools, but then we also provide an opportunity that some students are not getting in their schools.
Right.
So we encourage them to be part of their school music program if they have one. But if they don't have one, then they're certainly able to get those experiences through MISO.
So there's an option if there's not at your current school.
Correct.
Perfect. Yes. Good stuff.
Because certainly that is a problem. I mean, in the Atlanta area, there are multiple schools that cut out music and art programs, which is a definite concern.
Well, limited budgets are probably the culprit in this.
Absolutely.
It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of past concerts with MISO. Tell us a little bit about some of the past concerts. You guys are international. So you've been to Costa Rica, Budapest, Prague, Vienna. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, we have done a lot of travel in the past. As Chris said, last season was his first season as our music director, and it was also our 25th anniversary season. And we had a fabulous time. Chris did a wonderful job, and the kids have been very, very responsive to him, and we feel very fortunate to have him. As part of kind of our curriculum, we do try as often as possible to include travel in the experience because we want the kids to be able to be made aware of what people are doing in the world of music in other lands around the world, too. And we always try to incorporate side-by-side concerts with other students in the other places that we visit. And we think that's very important for the kids to experience what they are experiencing in Costa Rica, for example, or in China, or you know, wherever it is that we might be fortunate to visit. So we think it's good because music really is, I know it's cliche-ish to say it's a universal language,
absolutely,
but it really is, because mm-hmm. even if we can't speak the language where we are, they're able to play side by side with these other students and have that experience.
Well, if I'm a musician going to Vienna, that's probably one of the great places to go. Karen, obviously, as the executive director, I have a feeling I know how you spend your day. But Chris, I want to hear more about the music director. I mean, what's the day in the life of Chris Thibdew?
A lot of time is spent studying and preparing for the rehearsals with the students. I'll work with the librarian to make sure that the parts that they get are well prepared. And yeah, just a lot of studying, which it doesn't sound fun, but basically listening to recordings, looking at the score, trying to figure out what the composer's intentions are, and being able to communicate that effectively to the students.
Getting the intentions of the composer, that's got to be a really fun process. How do you even start that?
Well, it's a lot of research. So you listen to a lot of different recordings of great conductors and kind of listen to their interpretations. Depending on the composer, there could be letters between the composer and editors or composer and friends, and you can kind of figure out what they're trying to do. And you can also learn certain idiosyncrasies about the different composers. So you might know, oh, well, this composer tends to mark dynamics very specifically, or this composer didn't have a great pedagogical background. So you know that you can take things a little bit liberally, or you have to do slight adjustments to dynamics or balance, for instance.
Fascinating process. All right, Chris and Karen will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Karen Hunt and Chris Thibdew of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony Orchestras of Atlanta.
So Chris, tell us a little bit about the different programs that you guys offer. You have the Symphony Orchestra and I believe a brand new program, the Philharmonia. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, our Symphony Orchestra is our top group and consists mostly of high school age music students. And we do full orchestral works, stuff that you're going to see professional groups playing, like the Atlanta Symphony or any symphony orchestra in the country or the world. We try to expose them to lots of different genres. And by that, I mean late romantic, contemporary, and classical works. And yeah, we have about 80 students in the symphony orchestra. And then this year, our newest group is the Philharmonia, and it used to be strings only. And this year, we're transitioning into having it be a younger symphony. So it'll have winds, brass, and percussion, as well as strings. And they'll do a little bit of those same orchestral works, and they'll also do educational arrangements as well.
And that's a new program.
Yes, correct.
And how's it going so far? What kind of reaction are you getting?
A lot of excitement. So we'll be auditioning students into that program in 3 or 4 weeks. And right now we have probably over 100 students registered to audition for both groups, which is great for this
time.
That's
wonderful.
That's awesome. So Karen, walk us through that audition process. How does that work?
Well, we have requirements listed on our website, which is www.misoatlanta.com. And we have little variation in what they would be required to do for symphony and philharmonia, but it's spelled out. They'll be playing scales. They'll be playing excerpts, which are provided on the website that they can just print off and use to prepare. And we'll be making our selections from those people, you know, that audition. If they are qualified and pass the audition, they would be invited to join the group, be it Philharmonia or Symphony. And we're really excited about the Philharmonia because we feel like it's going to kind of fill a strong need to provide a full orchestral setting for younger students. We anticipate it being heavily middle school aged kids, but it could also be younger high school kids that may not be as experienced, but it'll give them a chance to get that experience in a full orchestral setting. So we're real excited about that.
So any upcoming events or concerts or things people look forward to?
Well, the auditions will be August 15th and 16th.
Oh, so in a couple of days then.
Yeah, very soon. But there's still time that somebody could get in if they want to go to the website to register to audition. The auditions are located at the First Metropolitan Community Church of Atlanta, which is off of North Druid Hills and 85. So it's very conveniently located. That's also where we do our rehearsals, which are on Sunday afternoons.
Now, are there age requirements for these two symphonies? I mean, or if you were very talented, do you get bumped up to the main symphony?
Yeah, it's mostly about ability.
Ah, okay. It seems to me this would be a great transition into like a collegiate career. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, our goal is not to produce the next level of conservatory students, but we do have a certain number who do go on to either major in music in college or to have music careers.
I mean, I imagine it's a combination of those that are trying to get experience for the next level, next rung up that ladder, but also there's probably just some people who are just passionate about it, yeah? Or is it both?
It is both. It is both. And I think these kids are, they're getting an experience that they may or may not be getting in their school programs, but they're making friends, they're playing with musicians of their same level, and, you know, they're building relationships that they will likely continue well into their lives. Because the music, the idea of playing music together, I think is just such an incredible experience. And it's a real bonding experience what they're doing, you know, because they're all trying to work together to produce a high quality of performance. So
let me ask you this question. I don't know how you'll answer it, and I don't even know why I'm asking it, but I think there's maybe some value. I'm the classic case of the young kid whose mother forced a violin into his hand. And because mom asked me to do it, I didn't want to do it. But now I look back and say, she was trying to get me to play music. I mean, what a... Well, why didn't I take advantage of that opportunity? Any advice and counsel for parents or heck, even schools on how to spark interest in music with students and youth?
I would say that it's a very similar approach and philosophy as any other core curriculum. You can't inspire students to read very incredible literature unless they know how to read. And you can't inspire students to love and understand the classic works of our composers unless they know how to listen to music and know how to understand what they're listening to. So, you know, for better or for worse, there's just kind of that grunt work that's mm-hmm. involved. And once they begin to accumulate a wealth of knowledge and understanding, then they can begin to kind of venture out on their own once they have that foundation.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, I'm also that stupid kid who refused to read all that great literature in school that I'm now rereading as an adult and enjoying it and saying, why didn't I do that? All right. Well, Karen, Chris, it was great to have you. Before I let you go, once again, how can people get information on the concerts, on how to audition, and all the wonderful things that you're doing?
The website, misoatlanta.com, and all the information about auditions and then a list of our dates coming up, a calendar, are all right there available, as well as some background about the group. And
all right. Karen Hunt, the executive director, and Chris Thibdew, the music director of Metropolitan Youth Symphony Orchestras of Atlanta. Chris, Karen, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by and
you.
Joining
Thank
us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Chris Thibdew and Karen Hunt, my co-host Brian Nonney, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.